There's a concept of ikar v'tavar that means that when a person is eating something for the primary interest, the primary interest is one thing, but they're also, in addition with it, eating something else. You don't make two brachas. So something which is clearly coming as a tafel, it's insignificant related to the main food. So the halacha there is you only make one bracha. So we have many examples of that. You know, you have ketchup on your french fries, you only make one bracha. You have anytime you're only coming along and anytime when one thing is coming to enhance the other, you only make one bracha. The question, there's really two halachas, two distinct cases of ikar v'tafel. And we're going to talk about the nafkaminas of them in halacha and in lamdas also. One is when you have one dish in front of you. You have one dish, and the dish is made up of a lot of ingredients. So over there, you never make two brachas. Let's take, for example, a cake. So you have bermin and mezoinos on the wheat part. Do you have to also make a shahak on the eggs and everything else going in there? The chocolate, the eggs, all this? No, you don't. And the reason, technically, is because this meichel, every food has one bracha. It was baked together, they were all made together, and since they were all made together and it's one food, this food gets one bracha. Now there's a question, how do we determine what bracha does this food get? So the halacha is you go by ikar v'tafel. Now there's many ways given in halacha how to determine what's the ikar. Either the roif, the majority, or what's more chashuv, or if it's chameshes minei dagon, if it's a wheat product. So if it's a wheat product, also the halacha is that will become the ikar. So let's take an example. You have oatmeal and you put honey in there. So you only make a mezoinis. Okay, so some things are very, very clear. Where it gets sticky is when it's not necessarily so clear. Okay? You don't know which is the ikar. You don't know which one is more important. There's not necessarily a clear right. And that's where things get a little sticky. But again, let's talk all first about things that are cooked together and baked together as one thing. So whenever, let's just take this idea. Whenever one item is definitely considered the more important, and the other things in there are coming to enhance this, that will become thicker. So a cake is always mezoinis. What happens if you have a pie? So you have apple pie. So apple pie is mezoinis because it's chameshes minei dagon. So that takes precedence. Even though the filling is clear, you see, but it's baked together, it's one thing. Now, what happens if, in this type of scenario, you have stuffed cabbage? You're not going to make two brachas. You make one bracha. You have to figure out what's the ikar for you. Most people, the meat is the ikar for them. So therefore, they would make a shahakal. Now, what would happen if, in this type of ikar v'tafel, you would decide some of the stuff leaks out? So let's say you have this apple turnover. It's a geschmack apple turnover. You made a mezoinis. And now some of the apple stuff comes out. Do you make an eight separately on the apple turnover? You make an eight separately on the piece of fruit that leaked out. So the Mishnah Berurah says you do not, because since, again, this is one meichel, it's one tavshil, it's one item, there's one bracha on this, and everything else, you know, it's still part that, it's covered by that bracha, now would be the halacha. Okay? Now, there's another type of ikar v'tafel, which is when it wasn't, two items were not cooked together. They weren't made into one dish. Okay? However, you're eating them together. You're eating them together, and the reason why you're eating them together is because they go well together. There could be two reasons why you're eating them together. Either they go well together, or one is to enhance the other. Okay? In that type of case, okay, where there's clearly two separate things, and they were never cooked together, but, I don't know, you like both, or maybe one is to enhance the other. What's the halach? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about an ice cream sandwich. Ice cream sandwich, these two things were not cooked together. You took a nice biscuit, you took a nice ice cream, you put them together. They were never cooked together, so they never became necessarily one item. So, since they're both ikrim, you want both. So Rav Moshe says you have to make two brachas, because there is no primary versus secondary. You want both. And they weren't cooked together. If they would be cooked together, so then you would have to figure it out. It's one food. One food gets one bracha. And since it was cooked together, you get one bracha. It was cooked together. And the halacha would be that you would make, you would make one bracha, and probably you would make mezoinis, because you always go by the mezoinis when it's one bracha. when it's one food, but when it's two separate foods and you're eating them together, you smeared the ice cream on the cracker. So then the halacha is you make one bracha. You could make possibly two brachas on that because they're two separate foods. Okay, and then by the way, the halacha would be okay because and you taka one both. So that's why perhaps let's say an ice cream cake, you know, like you take ice cream pie and for dessert, you know, you have a pie, you put ice cream on there. So again, you're very likely that you make two brachas on that because you want both. There's no ikkar and tuffel. You want both, and it's not necessarily considered one food because they weren't baked together. So mamela, you would have to make probably two brachas on that. That's basically what Rav Moshe says. Even though one is mezonos, but the one mezonos doesn't make a difference because you want both. Both are helping you in that case. Okay. Now, in that case, now you could have a case where, really, let's take a ice cream cone. So an ice cream cone sometimes is really a tuffel. You don't really want it. You want it because you don't want to get your hands dirty, and it's more geschmack to lick it or whatever than to use a spoon. So you don't get a cup. You have a cone, but it's not a tasty cone. It's not sweet. So if it's not tasty and it has no taste, then really you would probably make a shahakol. That would be the ikker. And perhaps you wouldn't make a bracha at all on the mezonos because it's there you don't really want it. It's just there for the ice cream. If you would break off a piece there, if you would break off a piece and eat it, then you would make a mezonos on that. We said before that if you take a piece of apple out of the apple strudel, you don't make an eitz on that. The difference is, again, because the apple strudel is baked. It's one food. One item gets one bracha, even if you break or you can't take off and pull apart. But these things were not baked together. They're not two items. They're not one bracha. They're two separate items. So then the halacha is that they could theoretically receive two brachas, but you're eating one as a tuffel to the other, so you make one on the ice cream. But if you break off a piece now you'd have to eat it separately. So let's say you poured a chocolate chips on top of your ice cream, which is not a good example because chocolate chips are a shahakal and so is the ice cream. So let's take a different example. You poured, I don't know, peanuts or something on top of your ice cream. So you would make a shahakal. But if you would pull off a peanut, then you would make a dhamma on that separately because, again, there's two separate foods and it's only covered by the bracha of the it's only covered by that because they're being eaten together. When they're not eaten together, they would not be covered in that type of scenario. Now, that's two cases of ikkar v'tuffel. One is it's mamish one food baked together, and that has pretty clear guidelines. You could try to figure it out. It's baked together, so it's one food. So you go by the roid, you go by the chameshes minei dagon, which is the five grains if there's a mezonos there, or you go by the roid, or you go by what's clearly more chashev. Okay, so that would be the way you would cover it there. But where it's two separate.
Quick question.
Yeah. Sure.
On the ice cream example, can you hear me okay or no?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, amazing. So on the ice cream example, is there a mile, like, is there a point to take off the peanuts, say an adama, and then have the shahakal? Or is it better just to take the spoon with the peanuts and just take one shahakal?
I think you got to be real. You got to be real. So if what you really want is to have them together, just have them together. And you don't have to outsmart the system.
Got it.
But if there's a reason why you want, let's say you want peanuts, but you're paranoid because, yeah, I want peanuts, but I'm going to put them on. What should I do? There's no problem. You could have them and separate them and eat and make two brachas.
Okay.
All right. Now, there's another example in the Gemara, which is not so common, but it's a very interesting example. And there's a lot of interesting halachas in that case. The case of the Gemara is you ate something very, very salty, fish, and you took a cracker or bread to kind of clean out your mouth. So the halacha is you don't make a bracha at all on the bread. You only make a bracha on the fish, and that's it. You don't make a bracha on the bread. And the person can say, even if you had a kedei sevia of bread, it means enough bread that you should be chayv min ha-Torah to bench, doesn't matter. Bottom line is, you only make a bari, a shahakal and a bari nefashos, and you don't make any bracha on the bread. Now, that's not such a common example. Most poskim don't want to apply that to other things. But if you're having something literally just to get the taste out of your mouth, you're having it just as a tuffle to the other thing, then the halacha would be you only make a bracha on the first item. Okay? The halacha says another example. Okay? The example is that you have these berries that somehow they help you drink schnapps. Right? You gotta get that schnapps down. And the only way to get it down is you need to have the berry. But the trick is that the berry comes, it's actually wine, I'm sorry. In order to get the wine down, you need the berry. But in order, the trick is here, is that in order to eat the wine, the way the berry works is that you have to eat the berry first. So you eat the berry, and then you drink the wine. So normally, you would make a bar priyagafen on the wine, and then have the berry, no problem. But the problem here is, what? Oh. The problem here is that you're having the berry before you're having the wine. So since you're having the berry before you have the wine, so now you didn't make a guffin on the wine yet. So now you're eating the berry with no bracha whatsoever. So how are you covering the berry? You can't argue that you're using the bracha that you made on the wine because you didn't make the bracha on the wine yet. But on the other hand, you're not eating the berry for its own sake. You're eating the berry as a tuffel to the wine that you're about to drink. So which way do you argue? Do you say that, well, we should go with the tafel? Or do you say, well, I'm eating it now, so I'm going to eat it without a bracha? You're not allowed to eat anything in this world without a bracha. So if you can't eat without a bracha, so mamela, how are you going to go and eat this berry without a bracha? On the other hand, it's a tafel. So this is a good shayla. Yeah, you hear the shayla? Elayim likes the shayla. Okay. So the halacha is, believe it or not, on this berry, you make a shahakal. And that's mafurish in the Ramah. You make a shahakal. Because on the one hand, you don't want to be netnim aylam azebulay bracha. You don't want to eat it without a bracha. So you got to make some bracha. But you can't make a eitz. Because I'm not eating this. Well, boyre pri eitz, Hashem, thank you for giving me this pri. And you don't care that it's a pri. You don't care that it's kashuv. It has nothing to do with that it's a boyre pri eitz. All it has to do with is that it's a good thing to get your wine down. So memela, you don't give, it has no chashivas on its own. So memela, you make a shahakal, and this way you're not being nana malam azebele bracha, but you don't give it its own chashivas because it's not takanat chashiv on its own. And memela, you keep it as a shahakal. The Chazon Ish proves from that a lumdus in Ikar V'Tafel. Again, it's this type of Ikar V'Tafel when there's two things. One is coming to just as a result of the other, that it's not the pshat that whatever you're eating as tafel doesn't need a bracha, but rather the pshat is it's included in the bracha of the ikar. So you see that it's not the pshat when you eat something as a tafel, you know, it doesn't need a bracha. No, it needs a bracha. It's just the bracha of the ikar covers it. And therefore, when you're eating it before the bracha of the ikar, now it doesn't have a bracha, and therefore you need to make its own bracha. There's a couple of nafkaminas of that, but that's his lumdus. There's an interesting nafkamina like this. What would you say in the following case? Let's say you had a real bitter, medicine. A real bitter medicine. So you don't make a bracha on the medicine. In order to get the taste of the medicine out of your mouth, you have to take a candy. Would you think that you should make a shahakal on that candy at that point? Because, Will, what are you saying?
Yes.
Why? Because
you're being
neda
from the flavor.
It's only a tafel to get rid of the flavor, but it's a tafel to something that never had a bracha yet. Right, it's a tafel to something that didn't get a bracha because the ikar was the medicine, but the medicine you need to make a bracha on. So the chayyim should revert back to like the case of eating the tafel before the ikar. They have to make a shahakal on. Right, so therefore it would seem like in the case of the candy, you would have to make a bracha on the candy. But I would say it's only a shahakal. Now the candy is only shahakal. But let's say you would have an apple in order to get the taste of your medicine out of the out of your mouth, it could be that you would only make a shakal on that apple at that point, because you're only eating the apple as a tuffel. If it's a tuffel, why are you making a bracha at all? Because your ikar was the medicine, didn't get a bracha yet, and therefore you have both. And the halacha is you gotta make a bracha, and since you have to make a bracha, so the halacha is that you since you have to make a bracha, so you can't be nenemen olimel zeh beloy bracha. So you need some sort of bracha, and the halacha is the bracha that you would make would be at least a shahakal. Now let's get to, so we're saying here that there's a couple types of ikar v'tafel. There's when there's two independent items, and one is clearly coming as a tafel to the other, even though you're eating them at separate times, because like the berries or whatever. And then there's a type of ikar v'tafel, like a honey and an oatmeal. It's not much one food, okay? And then there's the middle case, which is two foods, but one is enhancing the other. The ice cream sandwich, the peanuts on the ice cream, that type of case where you're eating them together. That's it. I want to know the following. Let's get into a nafka mina now. We just said, that was the vote of the crowd over here, that if you're having a medicine, and then after the medicine you're eating something in order to get the taste of the medicine out of your mouth, you would have to make a bracha on that candy. And if it's an apple, you would probably make a shakal on the apple. What would you say if you had medicine that's very, very bitter and you squeezed like honey into the medicine to make it sweet? So now you have one item in front of you. You have one food, and this food, it doesn't get a bracha because it's medicine. But on the other hand, there's honey in there. So is that called that I'm going to be nenem alayim alazev alay bracha? Like we said in the previous case, what do you think?
I mean, yes, it's like candy. We make a bracha on tops.
Right. What?
It's like candy at that point.
You're muted.
Oh, okay.
No, Paul, I heard you, but someone else is saying something. Okay, so, right. So the logic would be it's the same thing as the candy. But the truth is, in according to the lumdus that we're saying, maybe you could be mechalek, and you could say that when there's two separate foods, so yeah, you got to make a bracha on the candy or the apple. It's a tuffle to the medicine. So what? But the medicine, you didn't make a bracha, and this you're eating this as a separate independent food, even though your kavana, your intention is to eat it as a tuffle, as a subordinate thing to the medicine, but the bottom line is you're eating this. But if you stick the it, what?
What about candy-coated medicine?
Oh, so I'm saying, so let's say, what about when you're, well, let's take this example. You stuck some sugar manually, you've stuck some sugar into a medicine. So there, what are you gonna say? You're eating the sugar. But since it's one food, and we said before, one food goes by the ikar. The ikar is the medicine. So since the ikar of this food doesn't get a bracha, I don't think you have to make a bracha on that sugar, because it's one item, and this item doesn't get a bracha because I'm only eating it for medicinal purposes. And therefore, you don't make a bracha on that. There are some chelkim on that, but that's definitely a very strong possibility that we could be mechalik between the two dinim and ikar v'tafel. So ikar v'tafel, when you're having two separate foods and each one needs a bracha, maybe even though the first one is a medicine, you wouldn't. But the second one, the second case where you're literally sticking the food into the medicine, and the medicine does not need a bracha, could be that the even sticking in sugar or honey wouldn't change that, because bottom line is it's one food, and the halach of this food is that it's medicine. It doesn't require a bracha. Okay. What's the case you're referring to exactly? So you're saying, maybe there it's like two separate foods, you know, but it's not mamish one, because you could identify them. You could identify them as two separate items. But I'm talking, you literally stuck sugar into the medicine, right? So if you literally stuck sugar into the medicine, it could be different, you know? I'm not sure. Maybe that would be different at that point. So
what about if you put a pill into applesauce? Saying, I can't swallow a pill, so I put the opposite. You're putting the medicine into a food in order to be able to swallow the medicine.
Right. So
applesauce?
I would think in that case you should make a shahakal on it, because that's like the case where you're literally, just like if you would take the medicine and then afterwards you would eat some, you would take something, a different, a independent food in order to, you know, get the taste out. So it's the same thing here when you're doing it before. You're eating the applesauce in order to let the food do it down, and it's, you're getting hana. So also hanas min ha'ilam hazeh b'loy bracha. Since also hanas min ha'ilam hazeh b'loy bracha, you would have to make, I think you should make a bracha in that case. No, I think you would only make a shakal because you're eating it as a tafel. So it would be like the case of the berry, where you're eating the berry before the wine. You only make a shakal on the berry. So I think it would be similar to that case. If you want a little more lumdus,
in the case of the honey, what if the honey, if you taste it very strong? Actually,
is there a tzad that you eat it on its own that way, or are you still only doing it for the medicine?
You're doing it because you're taking the medicine. I mean, you might eat honey plain.
Right, so I think pashtus, if it's only enough that you would only do it for the medicine, it's still tuffle to the medicine. If it's enough that you would actually enjoy this on its own, then maybe you would make its own bracha. But again, the lumdus is that it's different because it's mamish one food. If it's not mamish one food, then you know, maybe it's different. Another nafkamina, by the way. See, we don't have no one's forcing us to stop for 10 o'clock Meiriv, so we could say another nafkamina over here. Another nafkamina is very interesting halacha that by Ikra B'Tafel, let's say. You didn't have das on the tafel. Let's say I had the, what was our case? We said you had this salty fish, and you didn't know anyone was going to bring you bread. And all of a sudden, the guy lands you bread. Oh my God, this is amazing! But you didn't have any das, and you were going to get that bread. Then Toysus Paskins, the Magen Avraham brings it. You have to make a bracha on the bread because you didn't have any das whatsoever. You didn't have in mind that your bracha of the bracha on the fish would cover the bread. Now, what happens if, a similar case, you're eating oatmeal and you had no das that you were going to get honey? All of a sudden, someone brings you honey and you squeeze it in. Do you have to make a shahakal on that oatmeal now? Because you didn't have das for that honey. So the answer is no. Again, the same thing. By the Ikra V'Tafel, where there's two independent foods on the table, okay, there's two separate independent foods. You got to make a bracha on both, even if one is as a subordinate to the other. But in the case where primarily it's one food, and you made a bracha on this oatmeal already, the fact that you added in more honey and more spices, that doesn't necessarily change the halacha. Again, not everyone holds like this, but that's what I'm setting up according to the two types of Ikra V'Tafel. That's what we're suggesting. Is there any questions? Because I want to go on to one last Ta'ara.
Quick question, Rav. You mentioned the ice cream cone. If I get one of these waffle cones, the expensive ones, $4, you know, the nice
right.
waffle.
Right.
So when I'm eating the ice cream, the cone, I'm getting it for its taste because I want it. But you're saying, unless it's just a facilitator to eat the ice cream, so I would make shahako and then decide this later on.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say two brachas and you make a shahakal and a mezonos because you clearly want both.
But you're saying the shahakal first and then 5 minutes later?
Correct, because you're not eating the mezonos yet. Yeah, okay. That's what I would say, yeah. I want to say one ha'ara about, like we started off, we said that everyone's talking about the situation, is it's very important to keep learning and davening. So, like I said, instead of talking about learning and davening, I wanted to learn a little bit. But I did want to say one thing, is that people are struggling, and it's a very big testament to our people, to Klal Yisrael, that people are struggling with the fact that You know, I can't daven with a minion, and I can't daven with tzibor, and I can't do the things which keep me going and keep us going as a klal. And it's like we are as a people, you know, and this is what keeps us going. We really want this, which is a big testament to us, you know, as klal. So this is what we want. But because of that, we have to understand one thing, is that if Hashem, there is no explanation, no one is doing this out of their own will. And Hashem is, for whatever reason, we have to understand that it's Barov Chasdoi, and for whatever reason, he's putting us in this situation that we have to serve him in a different way than we have in the past, till now. Our chinuch and everything we have till now is to serve Hashem one way, and now we're being told by Hashem, I want you to do something else for me now. And whatever matzav a person is in, it's not about counting mitzvahs and counting exactly what to do. It's how much am I doing the Ratzon Hashem? And as long as we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, that is our avodah in that particular situation. If the Rabbanim and the Rav says, we're not here to make to daven b'tzibur, and the person wants to say, no, but I want to go daven with a minyan, it's a great testament to the love for a minyan. But a person has to understand that's not your avodah right now. Your avodah right now is, obviously, is the tefillah, that's your expression of doing Ratzon Hashem, is by doing what you don't want to do for Hashem. When you think that Hashem wants you to daven b'tzibur, if the Ratzon Hashem is for you to daven in your house, and you figure out the best way that you can daven in your house, and understand that there's things that you can do in your house, there are people, more than one, that for the first time in their life cried during davening these days. Why? Because sometimes it takes to come into this situation and say, Hashem, I didn't realize what I had. Or Hashem, this is what we're up to. This is where Klal Yisrael is holding, that you're taking even this away from us, the ability to express ourselves to you. We have to understand that the situation we're in is what to grow from in that situation. And this is what Hashem wants from us at this situation. There was a Maisa with, we're running out of time because I scheduled a meeting, so, but if we run out, I'm sorry, but I was listening to a shir one time. It was a fascinating shir. It was a panel between Rav Palm, Rav Elia Svei, and the Novominska Rebbe, and they were answering questions from Rabbanim in New York City. And one of the Rabbanim asked that in his city, there was Orthodox, Conservative, and Reform Rabbi. They got together on a panel to answer questions in front of the whole congregation. So it was like 700 people there. And is he allowed to attend? And he said that by him attending, he'll be able to make a big Kiddush Hashem. Because if he sits there on the panel with the conservative and reform rabbi, then he'll be able to answer a lot of questions, and he'll show the Torah view on things, and it'll be a big Kiddush Hashem. So Rabbi Elia Svei told him, he said, the Rabbanim in the 60s and 70s signed the Kol Kairei, that an Orthodox rabbi is not allowed to sit together on a board of rabbis with a conservative and reform rabbi. That is what was signed by the Gedolei Yisrael at that time. If it's not a board of rabbis, it's a board of Jews, then you're allowed, because everyone's a Jew. But board of rabbis is only for people that we have to understand. An Orthodox rabbi is a rabbi. And you're not allowed to sit on that panel. And he said, but I can make a big Kiddush Hashem if I go there. And Rabbi Elia told him, and I heard the shir, he says, you're not mechuyev to to worry about Hashem more than what Hashem is worried about himself. Hashem doesn't want you to sit on that panel. So you think you can make a Kiddush Hashem. Maybe the Kiddush Hashem is for you not to be there. And then he said over a maisa with the Brisker Rav. He said, the Brisker Rav, in those days, the Rav of Brisk was voted in by the government. It was a government position. And all the Jews in town would vote for who would fill the rabbinical position. And that position would control the Shechita, the Kashas, the Geras, everything. Very important position. The Brisker Rav was going to be voted in, but the reform was gaining momentum. And towards the end of, you know, they were taking the polls, it seemed like the reform, the party of the reform, was going to win. And the election was on Sunday. On Friday afternoon, they came to the Brisker Rav and they said that, you know, this reform party is bad-mouthing the Rav, and no one really realizes that the Rav doesn't hold with them. You have to make it, because back then, it was hard to tell the difference. So we have to put up signs all over the city that we have to put up signs all over the city that the Brisker Rav does not hold of this party. It's very important. Then he holds the other party, the Orthodox party. The Brisker Rav says it's 2 hours to Shabbos. You're going to go put up a sign now. Go print a sign, put it up. I'm afraid that the people putting up the sign will be Mechal Shabbos. They said, okay, one guy, maybe, I don't think he will, but maybe one guy is going to run late, Mechal Shabbos, but the whole future of the Yiddishkeit in the city is totally in this election. And Brisker Rav says, Hashem doesn't want us to do it. So it's not our job to figure out how to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right now it's before Shabbos, we have to keep Shabbos. It's not our job to figure out what Hashem wants more. We have a Shulchan Aruch and we have Rabbanim. This is what Hashem wants from us. And that's what we do in this situation. And we're not mechuyev to outsmart Hashem and figure out more. Our job is we're doing the Ratzon Hashem in every situation. The end of the story was that the other party thought that the Rav was going to put up signs. So they put up signs and they were being Mechal Shabbos putting up the signs. And everyone's like, these guys are Mechal Shabbos in public. We're not going to vote for them. And the Brisker Rav's party ended up winning. But the point is that in every situation, it's not about doing what we think we're supposed to be doing and doing what we're used to be doing. It's we have to be Ovdei Hashem. Ovdei Hashem means you're Ovdei Hashem. You do what Hashem wants from you. And we do what Hashem wants from us. What Hashem wants from us, obviously, in this situation, is to serve Him in a different way. Is to figure out how you could steig and grow from the davening that we do in our house, how could steig and grow from the learning that we do in our house, how we could show dedication to what we're continuing to doing always in the situation that we're in, and realize this is a different type of nesaya and a different type of expression of our avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's our avoda right now. And as time in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll when this passes, we'll be able to appreciate what we have more and more. We'll be able to understand the gifts that we have more and more. We'll appreciate coming back to shul. We'll appreciate the saying Amen Yesh Mirabba and Baruch Hu, all the things that we're missing now, and we'll appreciate them more and more. And we won't talk during the evening. We won't be mevaza the thing. Those things, we'll appreciate them, and more, and take advantage of the time that we have now to express ourselves in a way that we can only express ourselves in our own homes, in the privacy of our own homes. Maybe there's a different way that we could daven, and that's what we have to do at this time, and understand that that's a key of the Ratzon Hashem. Davening by yourself and davening with Kavanah by yourself right now, is that the expression of your Ratzon Hashem, the same way it is when the Ratzon Hashem is to go to shul and daven and say Amen Yesh Mirabba. Either way, a person is an Oved Hashem. A person is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and that's all that matters. We don't have to figure out why. We don't have to outsmart the system. We don't have to be smarter. We have to do the Ratzon Hashem. And as long as we're following the Gdolim, we're following the Rabbanim, we have to know that's the Ratzon Hashem. That's what Hashem wants from us, and that's the expression of our Avodah at the time. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zoyche to grow from the situation, look for the good in it, everyone stay healthy, let this situation pass. And with Hashem, as a group, we will continue to grow and steig together. Okay, good night, everyone. Shkoyach for listening.
You're
Jalen? Avram, you haven't figured out how to get Jalen through Zoom yet?
I'm funny. What was that?
You haven't figured out how to get Jalen through Zoom yet?
I'm eating Jalen. That's why I turned off my video.
Right. Okay, shkoyach.